inside the Crowne Plaza Hotel in downtown Indianapolis, where in this room, 60 players will come through, John. And what a time. I mean, what do you expect from every guy that comes in here, and a lot of different personalities, and again, only 15 minutes to meet with each one.
Yeah, you and I are sitting in the hot seat right here. This is where the...
I'm always the second year in a row in the hot seat.
This is where the guy, the young man sits, and I'm over here, Kyle's over there, Adam Peters, and Martin Mayhew, and the whole group. You know, we'll usually start off trying to break the ice. You know, one of the things with these guys is... and I appreciate it. You don't hold it against them, but they're coached these days. They go to these facilities. They work with former coaches in the NFL, and they talk about what's going to happen. So sometimes it's rehearsed. And so you try to break the ice and kind of get them off that game.
What does that mean? Are you guys like playing rock, paper, scissors in here? Like
no, you've done your work on them. And, you know, you've listened to the scouts, and you maybe know a nickname, or you know a player beat them in a one-on-one on a certain play, and so you'll throw things like that. You just try to loosen them up such that they can be themselves, and you ask some questions that we kind of ask everybody because you want to be compare apples to apples, and then typically we turn it over to the coaches, and we like watching film with them and seeing what kind of recall they have. As it's incredible to me that not only do they know their job, they know everyone's job on that field, where it's like before we're showing the play, oh, I know exactly. Why'd you have to show a drop? And sure enough, this is the play I ran a hook here, and it was in the third quarter with 5 minutes left. I mean, the recall is incredibly impressive. And so, you know, it's 15 minutes, but we try to be very effective and efficient with that time.
So Kyle said yesterday that you're the good cop, he's the bad cop. Is that the case?
Well, I think I'm the good cop because I've sat in this chair. It was a long, long time ago. But, you know, there's some real nerves. You're on the biggest job interview of your life. And so what I try to do is, you know, we want to see the best version of themselves. And so I try to just encourage them. And you know, he goes, you got to stop cheerleading, you know. Cause, but, you know, we also ask tough questions. I think that's something he and I are, if you only have 15 minutes and you have something you need to know, you better ask the tough question. While this is very important and valuable to us, there's oftentimes 4 years, sometimes 3 years of film on these guys, and we can't let a 15-minute interview trump what we've seen and what our eyes have seen for years, but it's all part of the process. And so, you know, I think more than anything, what it can do is if you have some questions, you know, here's the three things we need to find out. It can confirm something, or it can say, you know what, we need to dig even further because I didn't see it in that time. So it's a good opportunity. And, you know, the deal is everybody gets 15 minutes. So it's not like we're getting shortchanged. Everybody has that time.
So we're in the hot seat. And last year we did this interview and I was in the hot seat. What 49ers rookie came through here and really struck you in this environment, in this setting? And you walked away and said, that guy's, you know, what we want.
What we want. Like Akello Witherspoon's a guy. You know, we really liked Akello, but, you know, I'm not afraid to say it because it's something that's been out there publicly. One of the questions was his physicality, and we watched a lot of plays where he didn't demonstrate it, but we talked through it and we tried to address it head on and say, hey, is this something you're willing to address? Or is it just some people don't like hitting people? And you know, the coolest thing is he answered it very forthright and very honest. And, you know, we saw in camp it wasn't a strength early, but by the end he was whacking people, and all his talent could come to the forefront. So, There's an example of a time where we really learned something and got comfortable with the player in those 15 minutes.
Does draft process year two feel a bit different? I mean, do you feel like you're in the zone? You're a seasoned vet now, and you know what to expect a little bit.
A little bit more. You know, last year, every time I was going somewhere, someone was leading me. You know, in the stadium, trying to find my way as to where I want to sit to watch all these players, how I want to watch them, You know, I'm never going to say, you know, I'll tell you this, in my 15th year, in my 16th year when I was in training camp, I felt like I was still learning things. So I'm sure that will be the case with this job. But yes, I feel a lot more comfortable.
John, I can't wait to see how it unfolds. We appreciate your time as always, and best of luck.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
awesome.
It.